In the past episode, we've discussed about a Google for Business info, and that includes voice assistance, in which asking a question with your voice is easier compared to typing it. And so, let's discuss about in-app voice assistance. So first, a voice assistant is like having a super smart yet virtual person near you. A voice assistant can be your alias for your secretary, your confidant, or basically anyone having good knowledge of possibly everything, and that you trust him or her to give and receive information. And now voice assistants are prepared to do all sorts of stuff, from telling the time, searching for a file, giving up sports scores, and the list goes on. Voice assistants generally use up little space on your computer, since most of the time it connects to the internet. This is why an internet connection is very necessary in terms of actually using it. A voice assistant is also your go-to information guide and can be really useful in some cases. Now, let's take a look in the history. The first piece of technology like this was made as a prototype for a dog-shaped wooden toy in 1922. At that time, the functions and usability are limited, and therefore it can be considered as experimental. The second attempt was made in 1952 by Nokia Bell Labs. Their attempt features a huge rack consuming the space of a large room or hall and has tons of cables to connect. It was used for testing, like echoes producing sounds and a handful of other stuff. Bell Labs stated that the invention could be used for future development, and still the technology at the particular time was limited. They still have a vision for an actual voice recognition tool. The third attempt was made by IBM in 1961 and showcased in the 1962 Seattle's World Fair. It was the IBM Shoebox, the world's first activated calculator. The technology enables the user, or in this case, the tester, to say certain expressions like plus or minus and the digits 0 to 9. It was a big hit until when it was upgraded to a form of a personal computer that we know today as the IBM Personal Computer in 1981. Now, these three attempts were the first of its kind as it pushed the technology limits to the very top. And yet these pieces of technology were used in radical new ways. For now, let's take a look at how this actually works. A voice assistant only works if you say something. That's right, if you activate it using a certain phrase, it could show that it's an active state. The only downside here is the microphone. This is why voice assistants require HD microphones to support their voice recognition model. We'll actually make an episode about this. Since you don't have to ask too much, the voice assistant will provide with suggestions or related questions that you might want to ask. This is done by the search engine in its core. And finally, let's take a look at integrating this with an app. Integrating a voice assistant is one of the more complicated processes in coding and designing an app. Firstly, you need to use APIs to gain access to the code and stuff like that. Integrating a voice assistant also requires you to enable certain settings and permissions in order for the voice assistant to work. Luckily, there are plenty of good resources, programs, apps, and software which can really help speed up the coding and integrating process. That's it! If you like this episode or you've learned something new, consider supporting us by using the Stripe hosted checkout link below. And you can now visit us on Twitter. It's a great place to chat or socialize. Thanks for stopping by and have a great day and GTD.